Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the person in front of us and the person behind us, the person to our left and to our right, for church family, dear Lord, for this place that we can come each week and be reminded of your great love for us. When we can hear your words, do not be afraid. For this holy season and the beloved hymns that we heard from our parents and our grandparents, that we pass on to our children and our grands, the hymns that tell the story of your incomprehensible love for us. Be with us this week, dear Lord, amidst all the hustle and the bustle. Fill us with your love and your grace and your peace so that we might show up as you would have us. Breathe in the Holy Spirit. Breathe out fear and anxiety. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Have you ever noticed when you look back on your life that whenever you were in a horrible situation, when you were sick, when you were scared, when you were lonely, when you were worried, when nothing seemed to be going right, that God somehow placed an angel directly in your midst? If you look back on your life, I know you will find so many places where God sent the most unexpected person in the most unexpected place, and you just knew that they were your angel in that moment. And I encourage you, whenever you hear those words, the words that begin, "Don't worry, it'll be okay. Do not fear." When someone wraps their arms around you and says, "I will be with you," you know that you're in the presence of an angel. 1 week, in 1 week, we will be sitting here. It's going to be Christmas Eve. We'll be all dressed up and excited. It will be running into the church and filing into the pews. We'll be surrounded by people with the same faith as us, with our family, with our loved ones, with your church family. And all of a sudden, there's going to be choirs down the aisle, walking down the aisle, all robed. The candles will be lit. There's going to be a full orchestra right there, ready and waiting to sing God's praises. It's such a beautiful night. We're going to sing those hymns that we learned way, way, way back. The words that carry our faith, the words that remind us of whose we are. Beautiful hymns. And even though we fully know that God will be present in that evening, we fully have come to expect that God will show up, that we will feel the Holy Spirit. We know this. But yet, even imagine in that moment when all of a sudden an angel appears. Do they walk in? Do they fly in? Do they hover around the ceiling? But we look up and angels are here in the sanctuary. What would we do? I'm not sure if I'd go give them a hug or I'd run and hide under the pews or exit out the side door. But can you imagine, even though we know God is present, the shock we would feel if an angel or a multitude of angels shows up? And now imagine you're a shepherd. You're an uneducated man. You're low on the totem pole. You're far from sanctuaries and stories of God and angels. You're living in the fields. Your sole one and only purpose in life is to keep those sheep safe and keep them together. You're not paying attention to what's going on in the synagogues, in the world. You're just alone on a quiet night with your sheep. And all of a sudden, an angel appears. And not only one angel, but a multitude of heavenly hosts. Can you imagine how fearful they must have been? Can you only imagine how fearful? And these aren't guys that are afraid of a little bit of a howl in the darkness. But an angel, a multitude of angels, shows up to them and tells them the most unimaginable story. How would they feel? Well, we know exactly how they felt, because the Bible tells us that they were terrified. That is the word. They were terrified. So the very first words the angel speaks to them is the same words that the angel always first speaks. Do not be afraid. And while I'm sure that they're still trying to figure out what is going on, the angel proceeds to tell them this absurd story about this long-awaited Messiah, this powerful man that is going to save them. But the person was not a man at all. No powerful king showed up to save the day, no one in power, no one in charge, but a tiny little baby, the most unexpected angel. Not even a baby in a gold crib, it's surrounded in the temple by guards. That might almost be imaginable. But just a baby, the baby of a poor mom who was so unknown that she laid that beautiful baby in the manger, the feeding trough for the animals. And then these hardworking everyday men, hearing this absurd news delivered in the middle of the night by some unforeseen heavenly being that they certainly had never seen before, what do they do? I think I would roll over, go back to sleep, and imagine that I had been having some sort of a dream. But no, not even close. Their response was, "Well, let's go then and see this thing that the Lord has made known to us." What faith! Believing in things not yet seen. On Wednesday night at confirmation class, I don't know if you guys know any eighth grade boys, but let me tell you, they don't exactly sit quietly and listen, absorbing everything that's being said. They are rowdy. They are energetic. It was the last class before Christmas break. They were so psyched. We were feeding them sugar. They were running all around. They were just rambunctious. And one of our teachers, John, leans over and says, "Dim the lights, will you?" And he opens up his laptop and he presses play. And I was instantly transported back to my childhood. Remember those days when Charlie Brown Christmas would come on but once each year? So you would all gather around your television on that night to hear this beloved tale, where those first little seeds of faith were planted. Gathered around, we watched as Charlie Brown is painstakingly trying to play the piano for the Christmas play. He's messing up, he's frustrated. He gets up and he walks off the stage and he says, "Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I don't even really know what Christmas is all about." And little Linus, standing with his blanket in his hand and his thumb in his mouth, is listening quietly, while Charlie, filled with despair, throws his arms up into the air and cries, "Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?" Linus takes his thumb from his mouth and says, "Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about." Then slowly walks onto stage and recites the same text that we hear each year that our grandparents heard, that our parents heard, that we teach to our children and our grandchildren. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, "Fear not." And right when Linus spoke those words, I've never noticed this before, he laid down his security blanket and he clung instead to God's words. "For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And then Linus picks up his blankie, he walks off stage, and he looks up at his best friend and he says, "That's the meaning of Christmas, Charlie Brown." From a young unwed couple of teens, to a few keeper of sheep, to the little kid with a blanket, to us sitting here today, the story remains the same. God shows up in the most unlikely of ways, in the most unlikely of people. You'll know them by their call. "Do not be afraid, for lo, I am with you, even unto the ends of the age." Body of Christ given for you. Blood of Christ shed for you. Amen.